Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Wisdom by Emma Dancy. Proverbs 16, verse 16 says, "How much better to get wisdom than gold, to get insight rather than silver." When King Solomon could ask for whatever he wanted from God, he chose wisdom. 1 Kings 3:8 says, "The Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. The Lord delighted in giving Solomon wisdom." He was pleased with this question, and I believe that God is still pleased when we ask Him for wisdom today. One of the best prayers that we can pray is the same as Solomon. We, too, can ask God for wisdom. The amazing thing about living after Jesus' resurrection is that we have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit. God's Spirit Himself lives inside of us. We have full access to His wisdom if we would just seek the Spirit over our flesh. Wisdom is better than everything that this world has to offer because it is knowledge applied. When this is biblical knowledge, Christ-like knowledge, this is not only influential, but life-changing. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for being all wise and all knowing. You are the wisest of all. In James 3:17, you tell us, "But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere." God, this is the kind of wisdom in which you have offered to us. You are pure in all ways. You are peace-loving, thoughtful, humble, merciful. You do not have favoritism, and you are true. Would you please help us to cling to this kind of wisdom by the power of the Holy Spirit today? You know the questions and the uncertainties that I have in my life, and you care about them. You know exactly what I need and how I should respond to the circumstances around me. Please forgive me for being impulsive and unwise in the past. Help me to live by your ways and lead me down your paths. Give me wisdom for myself. Show me how to be wise for my spouse, my family, and in my friendships. Help me to have wisdom in my community and at church. Especially provide me with extra wisdom when interacting with those who don't know you. Give me the right words to say and questions to ask. Show me how to love well and communicate your gospel of hope in a way that is understandable and applicable to them. You say in Proverbs 19:8, "The one who gets wisdom loves life, and the one who cherishes understanding will soon prosper." Making wise choices leads to loving life because it means that I am choosing ways that you want me to take. Help me to resist the temptation to follow my sinful nature and guide me out of the enemy's trap that he set up in my life. Give me instead your wisdom to say yes when I need to say yes and no when I need to say no. Help me to live out Matthew 7:24, which says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock." Jesus, you are the foundation of my faith. You are the best decision of my life. Would you help me to stay anchored on the foundation that you established? Be my rock. Give me the courage to build my whole life and every decision upon you. I need your help. I am weak, but you are strong. I am helpless, but you are my help. Give me the ability to live by the Holy Spirit as I move forward and not by my own sinful ways. Help me to trust you and hear your voice. Guide me by your word. You tell me in Isaiah 55, verse 8, that your ways and your thoughts are not my own. Even when I do not understand why, give me the faith to trust you. Give me the strength to walk in the wise ways which you have me to go. Thank you for offering this gift of wisdom so freely to your children. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
We're hosts of the Kainos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in an everyday settings.
To learn more and subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.